And what would you call the same thing if it wasn't built into the house, if it was a great big piece of furniture where you could hang my...
Shelf rope or something.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house? Do you like this on the outside?
Pushed on top.
No, I'm talking about on the walls. I mean,
yeah,
on...
Weatherboarding, that's right.
That's what I'm talking about. What do you call the covered area at the front of a house where some chairs might be placed? Like right out there?
I call it porch.
Okay. And would you have a different name for it if it didn't have a roof on it?
Yeah, I reckon so, if it didn't have a roof.
Well, what would you call it if it didn't have a roof?
I don't know what I would call it. Do you think?
Well, I reckon you'd call it. In a way, the patio would be the nearest thing without a roof on it. It'd be a patio.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh. Is that what you'd call it?
I reckon so. I don't know why.
Okay. What do you call a small area, a small fenced area next to a barn where cows are enclosed before
milking? I always call it a fence.
Cow barn.
Well, now it's the place where you put the cows before milking.
Lot.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones just piled up on top of each other?
It's a rock wall. Okay. I've seen lots of them.
Have you?
Yep.
What do you call a large wooden thing that's open at the top and it has a handle on it and you carry water or milk in it?
Let's see, what would you call that, Pierce? I never drink deer.
This is, well, it's, you might find one of these in a well, you know.
Well, bucket. I always just call it well bucket.
Well, now, what would you call it if it wasn't hanging in a well, but if you used it in the barn, maybe, to carry milk in?
Well, I call it a bucket, but I'd call it a well.
You'd still call it a well bucket?
Yeah, because there's a well bucket.
You use them for different things.
Well, now, would you call it something different if it was made out of metal from if it was made out of wood?
Pail, I have.
Now, would a pail be the metal one?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn it on and off?
Spigot.
Okay. And would you call it the same thing if it was on a barrel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same.
And how about if it was out in the yard?
I'd still call it spigot, outside spigot.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper sack or box. Now, Phil always puts it in a box.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
Harp?
Yeah.
Guitar.
French harp.
Juice harp.
A juice harp is the one that you pick like that?
Yes, juice harp, and another is French harp.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
Well, clothes bag, or...
Well, would you have a special name for it according to what it was made of?
I have had them made out of print, and I've had them made out of heavier goods.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what about stuff that looks sort of like string woven together? It's real loose. And maybe...
Burlap.
Hmm?
Burlap bag. That's what it'd be, what you're driving at.
Uh-huh. Yeah, is that what you call it, a burlap bag?
Yeah, I reckon so.
We used to call them tote sacks, but